D.L. Hughley invokes slavery to bash open up America protests. By Jerome Hudson on April 19, 2020. Actor-comedian D.L. Hughley appeared to draw a line between the atrocity of chattel slavery in United States to those Americans in states across the country demanding that they be allowed to go back to work after the Chinese coronavirus has killed more than 30,000 Americans, pushed millions into unemployment, and thrusted thousands more into mile-long food lines. In a country where slavery was legal for a couple of hundred years, it's ironic some are resentful of their freedom being taken away for a couple of months, said Hughley, who has a net worth of around $10 million. Millions of Americans have been asked to shelter in place to slow the spread of COVID-19. Non-essential workers, medical professionals, food, package, and mail distributors, grocery store employees, for example, are allowed to work in most cases to slow the spread of the deadly and highly contagious coronavirus. But most states have seen a shuttering of businesses en masse, causing economic calamity for millions of working Americans, some of whom are starting to publicly petitioning their local and state lawmakers to allow them to go back to work. Protests in Orlando, Florida, Columbus, Ohio, and in Michigan have occurred, with more planned in Sacramento, California, Atlanta, Georgia, and in Tennessee, Nevada, and Pennsylvania. What exactly the logical connection between slavery and people fighting for the freedom to begin to pull their lives back together after weeks of a government-forced quarantine is anyone's guess. But this is the same D.L. Hughley who said you could worship the devil and be a better human being than a Trump supporter. Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News entertainment editor and author of the best-selling book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter and Instagram at Jerome E. Hudson.